think of Cardiff. This is Gabe.
Yeah, Gabe?
Yeah.
Hello? Okay. You need a reservation code or something?
Yeah, did you give me 1 second? Do you have that there?
Pardon me?
I'm ready for the code when you are.
Oh, okay. When you're ready, let me know. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, go ahead.
2311 2101 0040 1206.
All right, is this Matt Snowden?
This is Hugh Snowden, his father.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
The owner.
Okay. Gotcha, Sunset. And you said your name was Hugh, right?
Hugh, H-U-G-H. Yes.
Got it. All right, and just in case we get disconnected here, is this the cell phone you're calling me off of?
I am. That is correct.
Great, let me just...
826. Okay, you got it. I guess it's on there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the 826 number. Got it. Let me just verify some information real briefly, and then we'll go ahead and answer any questions you have.
Sure.
Have billing address down as 504 Western Avenue A, Allegan, Michigan 49010.
That's correct. It's Muskegon, Michigan. Excuse me. It's Allegan, Michigan.
Allegan. Gotcha. Allegan.
A-L-L-E-G-A-N. Yes.
Got it. Okay. You guys, a corporation, LLC, sole prop?
LLC.
All right. And how long have you been in business there, Hugh?
About 8 years.
8 years. All right. Perfect. And I have a company line down here. It's 269-673-2671. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay. Yeah. If you have any questions there about what you received, are you guys looking at equipment, some capital?
Well, I'm wondering, you say secured loans, and that's what I would be interested in with a monthly payment.
Okay, so our secured loan program is typically like our vehicle equipment finance program, and those loans are typically 2 to 5 years monthly payment. So, and then we have our other program, which is the unsecured working capital.
Right. Okay. I've been through a couple unsecured ones, and I prefer to see what the rates are going to be on the secured. And again, working capital will be my machinery. Yes, we're talking about buying machinery.
Okay. So you guys are, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Other than that, you can't take a building, you're saying.
Right, that is correct, yeah. So any machinery you guys are bringing out, you guys are just like a bowling alley, correct?
That is correct.
Yeah, any machinery we could help you finance, and our equipment financing is it's only monthly payments, so usually 2 to 5 years, whatever, what kind of term you want really is, we can do any time in that.
And about rate, approximately, what are your rates from where to where?
So typically you're going to see our rates start at, 4%, around 4%, usually go up around there, usually go up to around, it's a very poor credit and, it could go as, high as 10%, but I don't know, like, for instance, the last one I did was at 6 or 7%. Last week. So it's going to start at about 4-4.5% and then kind of move up from there depending on, the risk involved, your credit there, time in business.
My personal is tough, but it's, we file a corporation. LLC, but we file a corporation, S-Corp.
Right.
And, but again, that has been good and strong. My personal is running around 680, somewhere in there.
Okay, that's
not
still...
Real, it could be less than that, but not much. It's about 670, somewhere in there.
And we could work with that. That's about average, 680, 670. I could see us, getting you into the equipment finance program with that. It's when you get to the lower 600s is when it becomes real tricky.
Right.
But and to kind of touch on that, you know, we do take a look at your personal credit, but this loan, you know, we strictly do, you know, commercial lending, so this doesn't show up on your personal credit at all.
Right. That's from my understanding. That's what I'm looking at is a commercial, because that's what I want.
Yeah, so our loans, they
be a commercial, but now, again, I know what I need, but I don't know what the prices are going to come in at. Okay. We were looking at machinery, and we know at least $50,000 is going to be the machinery.
Okay. So about $50,000 for machinery. What kind of machine? Go ahead.
Well, it'd be actually pin chasers, pin setters.
Pin setters. Okay. So those are just the collect the pins, and then, you know, how many? Is that? Are you replacing all of them there for the $50,000?
No, I'll be replacing probably six of them.
Pin setters.
Six of 14.
Oh, now I understand. Makes more sense. So six of 14. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Of 14. So, yeah, we can't do them all at once just because of prohibited. You know, I don't know if you come in at 6% or something, but even still, that's going to be a pretty good chunk.
Yeah, those things aren't cheap.
Especially under a 5-year or 4-year lease, rent, call it what you want. That's what I'm saying. They're going to be around $50,000, but tentatively, we're going to do some of the putting in ourselves. But again, it's just a matter of, you know, what money we do or do not get.
Correct.
I work for that. That's my difference. I was hoping to get just a little bit more, but, you know, I'd like to get about $70,000. So I can add some other things I'd like to get rid of, but they're not machinery. But the machinery is the main address, you know, we're going to address.
So we're for the other $20,000, would you just be looking for some cash flow, some operating capital, or what are you doing?
Correct.
With
That's what it was going to be. We have a bit of a problem with the property, and I have to come up with about $20,000 on taxes and stuff. That's the only thing on my property, on the property side.
Gotcha.
That's what I was hoping. I'm not behind that yet or anything. Right now we're on 10. You know, that's what I was looking at, to get about 70. So most of it would be for the machinery. And then, of course, the difference is going to be obviously the property or another small debt we have.
Right, and we do have, you know, we do have both programs available. So we have our equipment finance program, and then we have our working capital. Typically, you know, from my experience, you know, it makes more sense to try and, like, knock one of them out first. That way, you know, it's more of a smooth transition rather than trying to tackle them both. It sounds like the pin setters are what you're looking to bring on sooner. Is that right?
Correct. And like I say, they could be anywhere from 50 to 70,000. I don't know how much right now. I haven't got a price yet.
Gotcha.
A total price. And even that is going to take, because we have to take out what's there. And, of course, we're going to do the work ourselves, some of it. But, you know, it all takes money to do that. You know, you got to pay the people. And so my cost is not exactly the cost of the machine. It's the machine plus maybe some electrical work that's got to be done to bring the machines in, and so on. See, so it's more than one item. And that's why I say about $70,000 is what I was looking, approximately. And I don't know how much you're going to need for that. So, but average about 8%, but that's a 5-year deal, right?
We do, like I said, anywhere from 2 to 5 years. You know, the longer the term, you know, you pay a little more interest, but your monthly output is, of course, going to be less. So what we do upon, you know, let's say we get you approved, you know, we'll go over, look, this is what it's going to cost you for 3 years with your monthly payment. If you want to stretch it out to 5 years, this is, so, you know, we can present you with different options if we are able to come with the approval there. And, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Even though the invoice won't read 70, can I get 70? Actions that deal with the pins. Let me try that again. To do the work, I have to pay my mechanics and my people the money to put them in.
Right.
And that's the type of money I got to get together.
Okay, so that's what I... Well, what? So I could submit you for both programs. I think what we can, I mean, we work relatively quickly here, so I think what we could do is try and get some equipment financing in place for the pins, and then right after that, let's say you decide to work with us, we can immediately go to the work on getting you some capital, you know, for the issue there with the property, maybe some cash flow for the installation there as well, and also that way too, if you know you do get your foot in the door with us with the equipment. You know, we can, you know, get you a little better pricing on the capital. Right.
Okay. So I do, you know, like I say, all right, I went through one of these with Conoco over in the West Coast there, and we paid it all off. That was on the, you know, capital financing.
And what company was that?
It was called Conoco. I kind of think it was Connections, but no, it was Conoco. And,
okay.
Pardon me. Connector? No, that's the credit union. The one we did on the West Coast. A lot of us paying that. Okay, that's all paid off. So we've tried one of those before, you know, but they didn't have set financing for machinery.
Right. And, you know, that's a problem with a lot of these companies. I'm sure you get a lot of stuff in the mail. You know, when you're looking for something like you're looking to bring on there with the pin setters, you know, they'll basically go to their only product, which is the working capital, and they'll try and convince you to use that for something that should be financed on a longer term in a more traditional, you know, equipment financing program. So you got to be careful
that's where I got to get into if I'm going to do it.
Right, absolutely.
And again, so you're saying I could probably about six, I had damn mowers out here today. I'm not a gal, I'm back home. I'm in my condo. They're mowing today, so
no worries.
We'll be done in a second here. Monday's mowing day.
What were the gross annual sales like last year for the business?
Okay, sales are around 200.
Okay.
So we're basically a seasonal alley. We're closed right now. We actually make our money from September through March. And the other periods of time, we just try to stay existing. You know, we stay open, but not big time.
Right, got you.
So of the 200, I probably make 190 of it in those months, September through March.
Very interesting. And why is that? Is it more of like a mountain town? Is that why that they're
Well, it's not a big town. We're in a rural area. I'm in probably a 7,000-8,000 area, people, and they just don't bowl in the wintertime. That's all. They go hunting or with summertime. They go hunting or they go to the lake, swimming, you know, boating. They just don't do the winter style stuff until it's bowling, and that's us.
That's interesting.
In about the middle of September, I mean, I can't get people come in at really, you know, I got 50-cent beer at the bar right now, and they're still not coming in.
That is cheap. That's awesome.
Oh, heck yeah. I'm losing money.
I'm surprised.
I can't get people in.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's just interesting.
I got to get to a doctor appointment, but I got the idea what we're doing, and
what
your
means,
name again, or who?
It's Gabe.
Yeah,
no problem. Yeah, Hugh, if you don't mind, let me get that email address there so I can just send you off the application and, you know, you'll have all my contact information on file there. All right.
I do have an application to look at. That's what I'm looking at. It was sent the first time.
Yeah, I'd like to send you I'll send you the more official equipment finance one than the one we sent out in the mailer there. What's the best email for you, Hugh?
All right. Okay, Snowy, Snowy. MANDY, the numeral 2, @gmail.com.
So I have Snowy, Snowy, Mandy, MANDY, 2, @gmail.com?
That's correct.
Okay. Yeah, I'll send off the information there to you, and you'll have my direct line there on the signature of the email if you have any questions in the meantime about the process, all right?
Alrighty, we'll see what we can work on. We're, you know, we're shooting for getting it done this summer, but okay, obviously, so. I got to, you know, I got to see what we can get and how much. That's my biggie.
Of course, yeah.
I've got, as of my last payments are done on any loans I have outstanding, on July 15th.
Okay.
I have one. I got one of these programs, kind of a line of credit thing. Anyway, it's with On Deck. And
okay.
I still can borrow on them, but the deal is I want to see if I can get a better rate.
Right, and yeah, and you said the On Deck one is up in July, mid-July?
July 15th.
And, yeah, that's another, you know, that's a good, the prime example of, you know, On Deck, great company. They don't, but they are a great, great company. I have nothing bad to say about them, but they don't have the equipment finance option for you, right?
Correct, and that's why I called because I got this. Also, it's under my personal instead of my, you know, corporation. So.
Gotcha. All right, well, yeah, it was nice speaking with you, Hugh, and I'll get that email sent out to you, and we'll follow up with you down the road there if I don't hear from you. All righty?
Sounds good. We'll see what
cool.
we can do. Thank
yeah,
you.
You got it. We'll talk soon. Bye.
Sure. Bye.